the 1st of February 1997. Vincent Heverson, 16 or 17, talks to BBC Radio Essex on the day of the memorial ceremony for the victims of the floods of 1953. It commemorates the unveiling of the plaques in here at Canvey Library. Although the plaque today is now replaced with a newer version, it can be seen in the Bay Museum.
To Vincent Heatherton, he came up with the idea to have a memorial plaque for 58 people who died in the Canvey Island floods of 1953. Well, 44 years ago, 58 people lost their lives in the Canvey Island floods. The tragedy has since lived in the memories of those who lived on the island in 1953, but nothing has been done to commemorate those who died in the form of a memorial. That oversight is going to be put right today in a ceremony at the Town Library this afternoon, thanks to the effort of Vincent Heatherton, who's lived on Canvey Island for 15 years, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
Now, you weren't around at the time of the floods, as I understand it, so why did you get such an interest in them?
Well, I'm a big fan of Canvey, I suppose, and I've lived on the island for 15 years and always had a kind of interest about the history of the island. And when you're looking into the history, you always have to come to the 53 flood. And I thought, right, I have to find where there is a memorial, because 58 lives had died. It was the biggest disaster ever happened to the island. And when I'd done some research, I found out that there ain't a memorial for 58 lives that was taken. And I thought, you know, it was a disgrace, really. You know, I couldn't believe it.
So what did you do about it?
Well, I went to see Jeff Barsby, who's a friend of mine, also editor of the District News and that. And I told him that I've got an idea of having a memorial, and I felt very strongly about having these names remembered for many reasons, you know. And he said, he knows the mayor, Dennis Williams, and he told Dennis Williams, and then I wrote a letter to Dennis Williams, and there was a meeting arranged, and I went there and I told all my points of view on why we should have a plaque or a memorial, what have you, and it just took off from there, you know.
So the plaque is being unveiled this afternoon at Canvey Town Centre Library. Who's going to be there, as far as you know?
I think Father Banks is doing the ceremony, and I'm doing the speech. Dennis Williams is doing the speech, and it sounds like a very big crowd, you know. It's gone bigger than what we expected.
Because there's going to be relatives there of those who died, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's probably still thousands of people that live on the island that was in that flood. As there was 10,000 was the population back in 53. And I think it's going to be a big turnout, and the day's come at last.
And how do you feel that all this is happening because of you taking a look at the history books and sort of discovering there was no memorial to these people?
I can't believe it, really. You know, 44 years later, I think people, they've looked at building the seawall. They're too busy looking at building houses on the island, and years have flown by and they've forgot the main factor, really. The main importance is a big ceremony day in front of a memorial. I mean, we go to London and we see the Great Fire of London Memorial, and like London has come to Canvey Island, and I expect probably to see a memorial for what Canvey's mostly famous for, the flood. You know, it's taken off quite well, and I'm pleased that there is a memorial, you know, and a bit shocked at the moment.
Well, Vincent, I hope it goes well for you this afternoon as you give your speech. And the plaque is being unveiled at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Canvey Island Town Centre Library. And we'll have a full report on that in the programme tomorrow morning.